It's not rooted in any kind of objective reality. It is sheer belief. It exists merely because those who propose it want the world to be this way. There is no science, no science whatsoever that indicates there is something called a transgender individual, or that gender is a social construct, or that male and female are just artificial and we can just determine whatever it is we want to be. Biologists know. I mean, those who work in laboratories with test tubes and beakers and, you know, making real measurements, they know that male and female are real things. They exist in every bit of our DNA. There's more connection, if you will, between religious studies on any campus and the science departments than there is between gender studies departments and the science departments. I mean, as I say in the article, gender studies isn't even close enough to science to catch its cold. I mean, they're two very different things, and never the twain shall meet.